years ago, I told you about a situation that happened to me a number of years ago in South Carolina. I was doing a crusade at Bryce Stadium, the football stadium of the University of South Carolina, and the weather report said there was rain coming. There were 25,000 people that had gathered in the stadium. And so we wanted to pray before the service that God would hold back the rain. And we prayed, God, hold back the rain, hold back the rain. And, you know, we were doing safe prayers, if it's your will. And Lord, you know, if you don't want it to rain. And we would just try to cover our backs in case it rained anyway. And there was this little teeny short lady named Linda. Linda asked, after all the professionals prayed, after all the preachers prayed, Linda stood up. She said, do you mind if I pray? Linda opened up the prayer and said, Lord, your name is at stake. We told these people that if they would come, they would hear a word from God. If they come and you let it rain and you control the weather, then you look bad. Because we told them you wanted to say something to them. So if we told them you wanted to say something to them and you don't keep back what you control so it could be said to them, then your name is bad. And then she threw a line that caused everybody to look at each other. She said, therefore, right now I command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to stop the rain for the sake of your name. The preachers just started looking at one other with one eye. We just said, whoa. We went up on the platform. The sky is now getting black behind us. A guy was in touch with the Weather Bureau, and they said the showers are coming, a heavy thunderstorm, and they're coming right at you. We're now hearing at 7 o'clock, the music begins to play. We begin the service, and now there's thunder and lightning right behind us. People start to stir in their seats. Some start to get up. Some start to open umbrellas. Linda was on the stage. This man opened his umbrella over Linda. She said, that's okay, I don't need it. I've only seen this happen one time. The rain came to the stadium and split. Half of it went this way, half of it went that way, and then met again on the other side of the stadium. Now, this is not a story somebody told me. I was there. I was there. A whole bunch of other people were there. And we saw a miracle right in front of our eyes because a little lady knew his name. She knew his name. She understood that his name represented his character, and she appealed to that. Why don't we appeal to that name? Because we don't know that name. And we do not understand how passionate God is for his own reputation.